Joined now by a former BDO World finalist, one of the most popular men in darts, especially in Yorkshire. He's the one and only over-the-top Dean Winstanley. Dean, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic, mate. How is yourself?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. You always seem to be in a good mood. Last time I met you was down at a bookmaker's in Wolverhampton a few years ago. You're in a good mood there. You always seem to be playing with a smile on your face, and you must be especially looking forward to this Friday, the Coral UK Open. You're back on TV against Willie O'Connor in the last 96. Have you been feeling your darts have been going in the last few months?
Well, the last few months, last year I had a fantastic year. I'm really happy with my form, and I'm round about 90% now, and it's coming slowly back, and when it does come back, it's going to come back with a bang, and I think that's why I always smile.
You always seem to be a player as well who seems to perform better on TV. I don't know if you get some kind of energy from the crowds, or it's just your natural showmanship. And you're on TV this weekend. You're one of the games which ITV have chosen from the last 96 to be on the TV.
Yes, I feel quite special because last year, even though I got down to the last 32 or 16, they kept me on stage too. But I think I'm one of them players where they just like to bring me out once a blue moon just in case I do something crazy.
Speaking of crazy things, obviously best remembered for that nine dart at Alexandra Palace a few years ago where you ran off the stage and got lost somewhere. Can we expect anything like that, or are you definitely focused on performing in a tournament which is it's the UK Open, but it's an open draw every round? You could draw Phil Taylor in the next round. You could draw someone who's qualified from a local club. That's the great thing about this tournament. Anything could happen.
It can, mate, yes. And the way I've started looking at it now is I'm not drawn against them. They're going to be drawn against me. So I've started to have a little bit of a front to say, right, this is how it is. You've got to play well to beat me, and all the best if you do. It's just one of them things. But no, I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
What's the main thing you get from being on stage? We watch at home, and there's the crowd making lots of noise and enjoying themselves. Does that get across to you as well? Do you enjoy playing in front of those crowds where they're having fun while you're on stage having fun?
I think you hit the nail on the head, really, because I do seem to play a lot better on TV, and I think you're right, it is the crowd. The crowd make everything, and the best feeling you can ever feel about being up there, because you haven't got your mum there to hold your hand, so is the crowd shouting your name, and you know there's only your name up there, especially if there's only one Dean. They're shouting, and there's no greater feeling. It sends hairs on back of your neck. So it's an amazing. It's them who get you through the game, really.
It's that strange thing about sport. We talk about this all the time. We snooker and we've darts. Some players perform better off TV than on it because of the pressure of being under the lights and on the stage. But in a sense, is it harder for you to get motivated when you're playing on the pro tour in front of no one at all and in almost silence?
Well, it's a bit different, really. On the floor, you know, you've just got to go up there, and that's what gets you the TV. Luckily, I hit every TV last year, every TV tournament what we was allowed to be in. So I think you just have to have your own motivation and you have to build your own adrenaline, if you know what I mean. So is that what really makes you get through it all? But yeah, it's, like I say, I think I'm a better stage player than a floor player. But yeah, I think it's all adrenaline, and you've just got to build yourself up to each game as it comes.
Now, when we were in that bookmakers in Wolverhampton, you told me I should be looking at another Yorkshireman called James Wilson, and he's now made the switch across to the PDC with you as part of your stable mate as well. Is it nice to have another Yorkshireman on tour with you?
It is, yeah. Well, I won't just say because he's Yorkshire or anything. James, I've known James a lot of years, and I know he's always had the talent, and there was only him who could get the talent out of himself, and that's what he seems to be doing now. He's a fantastic player, and you know, so I think he's going to do well. I really do. The only time he's not going to do well is if he plays me.
Speaking of players, you're close to, how competitive are things between you and your wife? Do you practice much together? Because she's obviously a top player as well.
Well, I'm going to have to be honest then, aren't I? Because I know I'll get a lie spot if I don't tell you this. I understand that, you know, she played last Thursday in the World Trophy and she didn't play her A game, really. She was just unfortunate. But we went to a competition Sunday, and there were some BDO, PDC county players, and I lost in the last 16, I think, to Jamie Caven, 4-3. And then the wife went and played him on stage in the quarterfinals and beat him 5-4. So I think that says how competitive it is between me and her, because Teal Italy come back and said, it's all right, I'll do the bad jobs, you do the easy ones. So, you know, I just had to take it on the chin, and she's the boss.
Oh, they're always the boss. We all know that. Any married man knows that. You take on Willie O'Connor in the last 96, as we say, on ITV4 on Friday afternoon. You've got the slight head-to-head record over him, 2-1 your lead. Do you ever pay attention to head-to-head records, or is that something we in the media pay more attention to?
With some players you do. I won't go into names because it'll show a weak point. But Willie's a good player. I've known Willie a few years as well. You know, he can turn up and turn it on, but also talk nice. So I'm looking forward to the game because we've only ever played, I think, on the floor. I'm not sure if we've ever played on TV. But it will be a good game. If it depends which Willie or Dean turns up. So hopefully I'm just hoping to go up there and throw a blinder and walk away and think about my next game.
Well, last time we saw you on TV was at the World Championships, got to the last 16. What's the aim for this week? I know, obviously, the final on Sunday, winning the trophy would be magnificent, but what's your aim for this tournament and the upcoming 2015 season?
Well, I would see the UK Open is just take every game as it is. Like you say, it's an Open, you can draw anybody, but the main goal is to try and get to Sunday. If you get to Sunday, you know, you've played all right. You might have played some big names, you might have not played some big names, but if you're getting through to Sunday, you've done all right. For the rest of the season, I'm going to make it, I think, clear. I'm going to prove a point to myself to watch this space this year because I'm due a trophy. And I haven't really had one for 2 years. And it's starting to look a bit boring in the old practice lodge now. So I need to revamp it with a 2015 trophy, I think.
Excellent stuff. Dean, we wish you well for the weekend and the season as a whole. Always entertaining to speak to you and always entertaining on stage. Dean Wee-Stanley, very best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you very much, sir.